And now it's time for our opening statement. We'll all say it together. It's located inside your program. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the Good. And now it's time for our welcoming song. If you'll all please stand while Joyce plays for us page 312. And remain standing afterwards so we can greet each other. If you'd rather not be hugged, just stick out your hand. We shake hands too. To stretch your belly for Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
Very shortly, December 2nd, Advent begins, and then we have our Christmas candle lighting service and the burning bowl and the white stone ceremony and all that great December stuff. And we need some help. And so if you would like to either light a candle and do the short reading for Advent or for the Christmas candle lighting service, you could sign up here and this will be downstairs while we're...
There are separate times?
Yes, the dates are there and the... Yes.
And we did this last year as we go through each weekend, we light a separate candle and
kind of...
Play with candles all month long, huh? So if you like fire, sign up. Yes, Gail.
Since it is the season of gratitude, on our chalkboard downstairs in the place where the restrooms are, there is a place to write. At the top it says, I am thankful for, and you can write down what indeed you are thankful for.
All right, we get to write on the chalkboard. Anything else? Okay then. It's time for our unity statement. If you'd all please join me, it's in your program. We'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service. Be conscious.
stand for our song of joy on page 345.
Rediscovering your spiritual home. And so I've chosen a selection in here. It is titled Who Are You God by Blair Tabor. I stood on a starlit beach trying to comprehend the vastness of the ocean and the number of grains of sand. Then I saw the vaulted sky speckled with shining points of light. How much greater is this than the vastness of the ocean? A question was posed in my mind. Who made all this? I know what the answer was, but the word God did not satisfy me. From the depths of me, I spoke the words, "Who are you, God?" I waited. The silence seemed to thunder throughout the universe. From somewhere in my mind came the words, "I am." What are you? I am all that is, the creator of all things, the plan from which they came, the power that brought them forth, the substance behind the expression of all atoms and ideas, and the sustainer to lovingly provide all that is needed, and even more than that, by all things. How can I get to know you and understand your ways? You know me now. But what about tomorrow? Tomorrow is not separate from me. You have only to seek me. You will find that I am wherever you are, always waiting for you to use my power, wisdom, love, life, substance, law, and all that I am, which is alive in you now and forever. I do not understand all this. No, but as you begin to know me better, you will understand. For now, rest in my peace. The stars seemed to shine brighter. The ocean and sands were laughing as they kissed. No longer did I feel separate from them, for I had become aware of something beyond words that is alive in me and in all things.
Thank you, Irene. That was wonderful. Yeah, now it's time for our meditation song. Please remain seated for the meditation song on page 357.
Thank you.
downstairs, but there's books in there too that you folks are all welcome to take home and read, and please bring them back to share with others. There's one called A Course in Miracles. And so now if you'll all please join me in the affirmations, they're in your program guide also. And we'll say them together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experienced. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And now it's time for the Lord's Prayer. On this particular Sunday, we're going to say the traditional Lord's Prayer. There's one of these located in front of the other. Please leave it there for the next person. And I'm going to say this all together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Speaker each Sunday of the month. Grandfather's been speaking here for over a decade now, and today he's going to tell us another one of his wonderful Native American stories. Welcome, Grandfather.
Sunday here was about 11 and a half years ago. How many were here in the church at that time, 11 and a half years ago? To see your hand. I want you to stand so I can see you. Two, three people. Wow. Well, there's just a whole lot of us become a part of this congregation in the last 11 and a half years. Many memories of old friends that used to be here. Some have made their passage on into eternity to be with the Great Spirit, with God, the Creator. Some have moved south to warmer country. But it's a joy to be here as a family, church family, today. I'm going to tell another one of those Indian legends. This story is about a boy named Grey Wolf. He lived in an Indian village over here on the northwest coast, off over on the coastline, like Quilliot Ho, Quinault, in that area. He grew up in his village with the big old traditional long houses along the shoreline, and with the sweat lodges and the lots of salmon, and the regular traditional life of an Indian. He was reaching the age of puberty, and that's the time when you go on your first vision quest. That's when you make your transition from boyhood into manhood. That is the time when you find out what your place is going to be in the responsibility in your village, for everyone has their place of responsibility. And so one day he said to his pet dog, "Tomorrow I meet with my uncle." And his uncle was the traditional shaman or medicine man of the village. his meeting with his uncle was for his uncle was to prepare him and to send him on his tour, his task, or what you, we, many other tribes would call their vision quest. And the next day, he met his uncle. His uncle's name was Raven Head. And Raven Head stood there with his talking stick. Notice I didn't say walking stick, I said talking stick. I'm going to divert from the story for just a moment to talk about this particular talking stick and the power of the talking stick. This is one that I carved myself. And it's the Eagle Clan Medicine Society talking stick. And when a person has a talking stick, that person is the only person that can talk. He has the talking stick. Nobody can be rudely interrupting him or her. And so there's a time when you use the talking stick, you're speaking with authority. So Raven Head, he looked at his nephew, Grey Wolf, and he took his stick and he said, "I am going to send you on your journey. You're going to be on a task. You're going to journey until you can find a very important person and see what you learn from meeting that very important person. And then you can return and tell me about it." Well, Grey Wolf left the village and started his journey. He was in the wooded area and he saw a bear with her two cubs. And he said, "Oh, good morning, Sister Bear. How are you today? It's good to see you." Bear said, "I am just fine." And Grey Wolf said, "I'm on a journey. I'm trying to find a very important person. Have you ever seen a very important person?" Well, Bear kind of looked at him, gave a little smile and said, "Well, I don't see very many human beings. Once in a while I run into a hunter or somebody out here in the woods. Usually they get frightened and they run away and I don't really see them. Just, I've never met any of them that appeared to be very important." "Oh, well, thank you, Sister Bear. I haven't found anybody yet either. But I'm out to try and find one." He said goodbye to Bear. He walked on down to the water where the waves were rolling in, and he saw some orca whales, killer whales out there in the water. He dove into the water and he swam out to the whales. And, "Oh, you whales, you are old ancient ones. You have much wisdom and you've visited many of the islands and all. You've met many, many people. And I have, I'm on a search. I'm trying to find a very important person. Have you ever seen a very important person?" The whale, "It is true, we've seen many, 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 many people, but they all look much alike. I couldn't tell an important person from another one. They all look alike to me, to us." "Well, thank you, my friend Whale. They all look alike to me too." We went on his way, and as he was walking down the coastline, all of a sudden, Eagle showed up. And Grey Wolf said, "Eagle friend, you fly everywhere. You visit many lands. You must have met an important person. I'm trying to find an important person." Eagle looked at Grey Wolf and said, "I wouldn't know an important person if I saw one." He was running into problems with his search for an important person. He thanked Eagle wished Weagle a good day, went on his journey. He started traveling up the stream. Oh, there was a beaver dam. He saw beaver. And Beaver was repairing the dam, and Grey Wolf said, "Oh, look at that. I feel so sorry for you. Every time we get a heavy rain that floods, you get damage to your dam and your home, and you've got to be repairing and repairing and repairing." Beaver looked at him and said, "The same with you, too, in your life. You're always repairing things." Grey Wolf, he saw a log, a small log that the beaver had cut down and hadn't hauled in yet. "Oh, let me give you a helping hand," Grey Wolf said, and he took that piece of a log and shoved it out into the water for Beaver. And he said, "I'm looking for a very important person. Have you ever seen a very important person?" Beaver looked at him and said, "I've never seen anybody more important than you." Grey Wolf kind of smiled, but he was looking for more than that. Went on his journey. As he journeyed on, he met two wolves. Now, he was a member of the wolf clan. And so when he saw these two wolves, he called them his brothers. They were his four-legged brothers. He was wolf, and Grey Wolf was a wolf clan man. And, "Oh, my brothers, it's good to see you. I'm looking for a very important person. Have you ever seen one?" Total silence for some time. Finally, one of them spoke up, and he said, "You are about to come to the end of your search. You're about to meet that most important person. Look within yourself." Now, Grey Wolf, he went on thanking them, but wondered what was that all about. He came to a marshy area, a nice clear water pond there, and he was looking at the pond when he heard a loud voice. "Who? Who? Who?" He turned in the direction of the voice and he saw this old rotten stump. And on top of it was a bird that looked like an owl. And then right above the owl appeared Ravenhead with his talking stick. And then he heard them say, "You, you, you." He turned back to look at them again, and they were gone. Nobody there, nothing there. He went back and looked in the water in the pond, and it was like a mirror reflecting his face, and he saw his face. Then he saw the faces of other friends reflected in the water. All his old buddies and friends that he grew up with. Then his relatives, then all the faces of the whole village, everybody there, and then there were the faces of people he hadn't seen in a long time. He turned because he knew that they had to be standing there behind him to be reflected in the water, but there was nobody there. And all of a sudden, it dawned on him. He ran quickly back to the village to his uncle, Ravenhead. "I have discovered, I have met that most important person." "Oh, tell me about it, my nephew." And he reached and he took the talking stick from there. Actually, Ravenhead handed him the talking stick. "To tell us all here in the village about this important person that you met." And he said, "That very important person is You. And he discovered that there was a part of all of that. And it's the end of the story. But where do I see this in the scripture? In the Bible. To bring a Christian part into this service, this story. Well, I start off by just saying, haven't we read? The scripture says, God said, let us make man in our own image. Well, if you're made in the image of God, and God is important, then you must be a very important person. You're very unique. You're a God man. Oh, does that also, Paul the Apostle say, God is no respecter of persons? Oh, then you all are very great, because in no respect, one of you is just as great as the other. Doesn't the Bible speak of you as the children of God? Oh, you are very important. The thing is that each of you came into this world uniquely different from everybody else in this room. No, two of you exactly alike. You have your gifts and talents that I don't have. And you have your gifts that, well, I wish I could play the piano and play the flute like you do. Hey, I wish I could show a smile as beautiful and glorious as you two show. Oh, I could go on with every one of you here. You are very important persons, not only in my life, but to each other and to this entire world. And so now, as this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, what do I give thanks for? Thanks for Craig Wolf leading me to discover meeting so many very important people. You have been a blessing to this old man's life. You are very important. And some of you may not realize how important you are. So it's time for you to look into the waters of life and see the reflection of yourself and begin to start looking within yourself instead of looking into others all the time. Discover who you are. Discover your powers, your gifts. For you are very important people.
Meditation, Grandfather?
Oh, meditation. Thank you for reminding me. Relax. Breathe deep and slow. Relax. Go to the very center of your being. Feel the presence of the Christ Spirit. This day, feel the presence of the Christ Spirit as reflected in the waters of your life through the faces of your many, many friends. Each face, as you look into it, look at why that person has been so very important to you. Enjoy this journey. Begin to feel the sense of gratitude in your heart for the Creator giving you so many of people as friends. Prepare in your heart to let these people know how much you appreciate their importance in your life. They have become a part of who you are. Back to the sanctuary.
grandfather. Okay, now it is time for our offering. There are two containers. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach programs. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love, through me, bless us and multiply all that I hear and all that I receive. Wildfires going on down in California. So let's try to keep all those folks in our minds today as we pray. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold it quietly in your heart. Beloved Mother, Father God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And now it's time for our prayer of protection. Let's all say the prayer of protection together. It's up on the wall, and you'll also find it on the back of your program. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. And now let's form a circle and all join hands, sing our peace song. Thank you to everybody who made Sunday service possible. And please don't forget about all the wonderful food and refreshment downstairs. Thank you.